The following partial recording was taken from the Spirits book by Allan Kardec.
Chapter 3, Creation, the Formation of Worlds. Author's remark: the universe is comprised of the infinite number of worlds we can see and those we cannot see. All animate and inanimate beings, all the heavenly bodies moving through space, and all the fluids that fill space. Author's footnote for fluids: we call fluids those states in which matter is even more refined than it is in the gaseous state. Question number 37. Was the universe created, or has it existed from all eternity like God?
Obviously, the universe did not create itself, and if it has existed from all eternity like God, then it could not be God's work.
Author's remarks for question number 37. Reason tells us the universe could not possibly have created itself, and since it could not possibly be the work of chance either, it must be the work of God. Question number 38. How did God create the universe?
To borrow a well-known expression, by the divine will. Nothing can better portray that all-powerful will than those grand words from Genesis. God said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
Question number 39. Can we know about the way in which worlds are formed?
All that we can say, and the only thing you can comprehend, is that worlds are formed by the condensation of matter scattered throughout space.
Question number 40. In accordance with current beliefs, are comets a commencement of the condensation of matter and worlds in the course of formation?
That is correct, but it is absurd to believe in their influence. I mean the influence commonly attributed to them, for all the celestial bodies play their part in influencing certain physical phenomena.
Question number 41. Could a completely formed world disappear and its compositional matter be once again scattered in space?
Yes, God renews worlds just as God renews living beings.
Question number 42. Can we know how long it has taken for worlds to form? The Earth, for instance?
I cannot tell you anything about that, for only the Creator knows. Anyone who claims to have such knowledge, or to know the ages and ages it took to form them, would be very foolish indeed.
The formation of living beings. Question number 43. When did living beings first appear on the earth?
In the beginning, all was chaos. The elements were all jumbled together. Little by little, each thing settled into its proper place. Then, living beings, appropriate for that state of the globe, appeared.
Question number 44. Where did these living beings come from in order to appear on the earth?
The earth already contained their prototypes, which had been waiting for the favorable moment in order to develop. The organic elements began to combine the moment the force that had kept them apart ceased, thereby forming the prototypes of all living beings. These prototypes then remained latent and inert, like a chrysalis or a seed, until the proper time for each species to appear. Then, the beings of each species came together and reproduced.
Question number 45. Where were these organic elements before Earth's formation?
They were in a fluidic state, so to speak. In space, amongst the spirits, or on other planets, waiting for the creation of the Earth in order to commence a new existence on that new globe.
Author's remarks to question number 45. Chemistry shows us that when the proper conditions are present, the molecules of inorganic bodies unite to form crystals of a consistent regularity according to each type. However, the slightest shift in such conditions is enough to prevent the combining of the elements, or at least the orderly arrangement that comprises the crystal. Why would the same not apply to organic elements? We can store the seeds of plants and animals for many years, but they do not develop unless given the appropriate temperature and environment. We have seen grains of wheat germinate after several centuries. Thus, there is a latent life principle in these seeds that merely waits for favorable circumstances in order to develop. Could this everyday occurrence not have existed since the globe's origin? Is God's glory diminished by the fact that living beings were formed out of chaos by the forces of nature? Far from it. Instead, this fact corresponds better to the idea that God wields divine power over all the infinite worlds by using eternal laws. Granted, this theory does not solve the problem of how the life elements themselves originated, but God guards the divine secrets and has put limits on our inquiries. Question number 46. Are there still creatures that come into being spontaneously?
Yes, but their primitive prototype has always existed in the latent state. You witness this phenomena all the time. Don't human and animal tissues contain the multitude of larval prototypes waiting to emerge as soon as the decay needed for their existence begins? It's a microscopic world that slumbers and then awakens.
Question number 47. Was the human species among the organic elements on the terrestrial globe?
Yes, and it came forth at just the right time. This is the basis for the statement that humans were formed from the dust of the earth.
Question number 48. Can we know the ages in which humans and other life forms first appear on the earth?
No, all of your calculations are purely speculative.
Question number 49. If the prototype of the human species was among the globe's organic elements, why don't human beings continue to appear spontaneously as they did when they first came into being?
The beginning of things remains one of God's secrets. Nevertheless, we can say that once early humans began to spread out over the earth, they absorbed into themselves the elements needed for their formation in order to pass on these elements according to the laws of reproduction. The same happened with all the other species of living beings.